0123 today.
Fifth time wasn't the charm for the Endeavor. It was scrubbed once again. So sorry for all those folks at NASA. And I'm an astronaut nut. I love to see those shuttles go up, but it didn't happen. Some say Dick Cheney's getting a raw deal in the current CIA flap. I'll tell you what I think about that. And from the I just have to look good, I don't have to be clear file, Ryan Seacrest gets a whopper of an idol deal. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. We're zigging and zagging all over the place in this fast-paced hour. Sonia Sotomayor got the grilling on the Hill in front of the Senate Judiciary Committee. It wasn't much of a grilling. It was one of those feel-good days. You introduce yourself to me. I introduce yourself to everybody else in the world. We talk about our backgrounds and what we can expect in the next couple of days. And then it's supposed to get rough after all, right? It was rough for Bork. It was rough for Thomas. It was rough for Alito. If you remember, it was rough for Roberts. So it probably will get rough for Sotomayor, although some people think because she's an Obama nominee and because she's a woman and she's Hispanic, that there is a mountain of objection to her based on some of those things, not so much based on her law background, her legal background, and some of her rulings and some of the things that she's said. I cry foul on that. I don't think it's about that. I think people wrestle with who they want to be on the court and what their interests are. Are they pro-choice or are they anti-abortion? How do they feel about gay marriage? How do they feel about a slew of other important issues? I hope it's not about the very base thing, woman, man, whatever. I hope it's based on how you feel that Supreme Court justice will rule. Will they be as objective as you can be in that position? Of course, one of the things that Sotomayor talked about was meeting with so many of the senators and also what she called her fidelity to the law.
Throughout my 17 years on the bench, I have witnessed the human consequences of my decisions. Those decisions have not been made to serve the interest of any one litigant, but always to serve the larger interest of impartial justice. In the past month, many senators have asked me about my judicial philosophy. Simple. Fidelity to the law. The task of a judge is not to make law. It is to apply the law. And it is clear, I believe, that my record in two courts reflects my rigorous commitment to interpreting the Constitution according to its terms, interpreting statutes according to their terms and Congress's intent, and hewing faithfully to precedents established by the Supreme Court and by my circuit court. In each case I have heard, I have applied the law to the facts at hand. The process of judging is enhanced when the arguments and concerns of the parties to the litigation are understood and acknowledged. That is why I generally structure my opinions by setting out what the law requires and then explaining why a contrary position, sympathetic or not, is accepted or rejected. That is how I seek to strengthen both the rule of law and faith in the impartiality of our judicial system. My personal and professional experiences help me to listen and understand, with the law always commanding the result in every case.
All right, so you just heard a little slice of some of what went down anyway on Capitol Hill today. There was, of course, as I said, the moment that she praised her mother who was a single working mother, after her father died when she was a young girl. And, I mean, that was a nice moment. You can't take that away from her, certainly. But I think it's not so much about the background. To me, it's about what kind of a judge will she be. how will she rule? There's important issues facing the Supreme Court, and now she'll have a seat on it if she is ultimately given a stamp of approval by the full Senate vote, which, again, we know it's a foregone conclusion unless something comes out of nowhere. You know, you think of abortion, you think of affirmative action, you think of gun control. There are a lot of hot button issues. Absolutely. There's no question about it. No question about it. And what's interesting about her, and I'll throw this out here too, she, in looking at the records of her cases, in the case of white collar crime, which now we've seen, you know, AKA Bernie Madoff, etc., also Alan Sanford as well, and how many people are being built in not just Ponzi schemes, but by supposed financial investors who are nothing but flim-flam men or women. It could be a woman, too. But anyway, in the cases of white-collar crime, they looked at 7,750 criminal cases heard by federal judges in the Southern District of New York from 1993 to 98. That's when, of course, she served on that court. She heard 261 of those cases in that time, and about a fifth of her criminal cases, so that's 47 out of the 261 were white-collar crime, and that was pretty similar across the board with her colleagues. Of all the 261 of her criminal cases, she was more likely, according to the statistics, if you look at the back cases, to send convicted criminals to prison than her colleagues did. So I would say bravo on that front. But the problem for me is a lot of issues that I would have problems with, I think, that'll come up. Gun control is one of them. I say this so often. You know, I'm from the Northeast, and people that I grew up with are just stunned, a lot of them, that I am for the right to bear arms. And I'll constantly get this in this argument about, well, what about when these kids get shot and somebody has a gun and they're irresponsible? And what about this? And for every one of those examples, I can give you an example of somebody who saved a life because of it, or somebody who was could have been a horrible victim to rape or home invasion or a couple of other things. But guess what? They were armed. I know one woman who shot a guy in both legs because she didn't want to kill him, but she shot him in both legs and he was trying to rip her off, break into the house, caught him, and was able to do that and defend herself too, because apparently he had had a bunch of weapons on him, knives, etc. And what if she wasn't able to do that? I mean, those what-if scenarios can go on both sides of the road on the gun issue. So that's what, to me, you look at. How does this person normally think? There's important things coming up in the next year, etc. What will they do in some of these cases? How will this affect us in the United States? Lifetime appointment. Remember that, lifetime appointment. Coming up on the flip side, I'll take some of your calls, 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791, if you want to weigh on Sotomayor. And if you're paying attention to this at all in the hearings, don't care, think it's foregone conclusion, so what? Are you kind of apathetic to the whole thing? Plus, we've got the blunder of the day. You're going to love it. Hang with us.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. 205-295-5305 or heartandbody.com.
Hi, this is John Swenson again at Midas Resources, and let me ask just one question. What would you list as the things that the federal government does really well? The armed forces and printing bogus money doesn't count. Now take that blank page of yours and list the ways that you have to protect your assets and escape the paper markets. The only real option is precious metals for your retirement, your kids' education, or just plain survival when the whole Obama mess comes crashing down. You are the only one you can count on for a stimulus package, and I'd like to discuss a proven strategy to create that safety net for you and your family. Please give me a call at 800-686-2237, extension 128. That's 800-686-2237, extension 128. And together we can develop a Make Sense program before the clock runs out. Once more, John Swenson at 800-686-2237, extension 128. And take charge of your future, and thank you.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Obama, no virgin to using the teleprompter. You know, your local news anchors in Kentucky or Illinois, New York, Los Angeles, etc. You'll see them. Sometimes you can, if you really watch closely, you can tell how good somebody is. If you see a newbie and their eyes are going back and forth because they're reading, you can tell their eyes are moving the teleprompter. You know what I'm talking about. So this is the blunder of the day. Here's what happened at a news conference where Barack Obama was trying to simply speak.
To pull our economy. Oh, goodness. Sorry about that, guys. To pull our economy back from the brink, including the largest and most sweeping economic recovery plan in our nation's history. If we had not taken that step, our cities would be in an even deeper hole.
Okay, so you heard that there. That would be the blunder of the day. Does the studio audience in Minneapolis have any reaction to the teleprompter dropping? Yeah, because he just moved on. Sorry about that, guys. Boom. Now it was unscripted time. Can we hear that teleprompter one more time and hear what that sounded like?
To pull our economy. Oh, goodness. Sorry about that, guys. To pull our economy back from the brink, including the largest and most sweeping economic recovery plan.
All right, you got to love that. So that's the blender of the day. We're talking about a ton of different things here on America Tonight. And, hey, big shout-out to all of you service men and women listening to us. We do appreciate your service. We see what's happening in Afghanistan. People are forgetting about how tough that's going to be with no end game in sight because, geez, we don't know. Sam is listening to us in Montreal. Hello, Sam.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing good. So you heard that that blunder, the little teleprompter on the ground.
Yeah. Hey, it proves he's human.
Oh, absolutely. Well, it proves that somebody behind the scenes didn't anchor the teleprompter correctly, so it fell
I have the strange feeling that person could be cleaning out his or her desk right now.
Yeah, goodbye. You're out of here. You have to keep that thing moving along.
You know, you were talking about the shuttle. Well, there's a big deal here in Canada because there's a Canadian female who's going up, and it's going to be the first time ever that you're going to have two Canadians up in space at the same time. So, you know, here in Canada, you know, to us, it's a semi-big deal.
No, so you've never, really, I didn't know that. There's never been two Canadians at the same time?
No, not up there, no.
I could make a joke about that.
Go.
And a beer. And a Molson. But I won't.
Yeah.
You think I split a Molson up there?
Well, don't forget, now the Molson's is subject to league approval now on the Canadians.
But I'm pumped, exactly.
Yeah.
So that's exciting, absolutely.
Yeah.
You're always giving us pieces of news from
right.
Canada.
Yeah, but
hey, let me ask you a question. Al was called us earlier from Canada, and you know what he said? We were talking about health care reform.
Right.
And I was given the different, you know, I was talking about the different possibilities, and all of them sound horrible.
Right.
A lot of them end in taxation. And you know what he said? He said, look at the Nobel Prize winners and where they've been from the United States. And he said, it's all about mediocrity should be shared equally. That's what he said Canada is about. That it's mediocre health care. But I don't think you agree with that. You said it's okay, right?
Well, no. Okay. At least here in my province, here in Quebec, it does have its moments. But unfortunately, a lot of doctors are leaving because of Medicare, they can only, you know, make up to X amount. So they want to move to the States where they know they can make, you know, oodles and oodles of doneros, right? And a lot of nurses are leaving, too, because not necessarily because of the Medicare problem. It's because they're getting burnt out here in Quebec, and there's the political thing, and there's also the French thing, too. Like, if you were a nurse and you moved up here,
right.
You would have to take a French proficiency test to see how well you do. You don't pass, you don't get your license.
Really? So
yeah.
So they're tough on the nurses. They work a lot. The doctors feel underpaid. So
right.
The better doctors want to come to the United States. Well, then that says that your health care is going to become more and more mediocre,
right.
As it might not be now, or you might be lucky. In your province, it's okay, but
right.
The guy next door, not so lucky.
Well, yeah, because unfortunately also what the provincial government is doing in order to entice doctors to stay is they're saying, okay, you want to work in the big centers, Montreal, Quebec City, wherever, here's your condition. For the first 5 years after you start a practice, you have to work in some small town. And a lot of doctors who are graduating med school, whether it be McGill, University of Montreal, or Laval University in Quebec City, are saying, most of them are saying, I'm going to work in a town that's about as big as a hockey rink.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think so. You know, so, you know, a lot of them are going to do it for the 5 years and say, okay, I've got my experience. See ya. I'm going someplace where I can make
more money.
Right. You know?
So that's not good. That's not good for your future. I mean,
no.
That doesn't bode well for Canada. That means you're going to have the same, that means ultimately Canadians may end up having the same problem
right.
Down the line.
It's just like, you know, a lot of, for certain, like, medical procedures, because there's such a long lineup, a lot of people here in Canada are willing to shell out the dollars to go to the States to have procedures done. And, you know, that's another problem there, too. So, you know.
Wow, isn't that interesting? Because Michael Moore did his movie, Sicko. In fact, I even got a copy of it recently so I could go back and look at some of what he was claiming in it.
Right.
And both you and Al are shedding a much different story, a different light on really the true situation in Canada. Like you said, you might be lucky and you have the decent doctors, but
right.
Ultimately they're talking about moving.
Right. This is quite true. Where in a certain country where a certain nephew of mine lives, you have to have, you know, you have to have medical insurance, you know, and the doctors knowing that they're getting paid so much a month. I mean, if they want to go out and private practice, it might hurt them in the long run because Israel's very strict on their health care. You know, so
and yes, a lot and of he did that. Good for him. Tell him to say a prayer for us at the Wailing Wall.
He will after he goes after the opening ceremonies, which he said were fantastic, out of this world, great. And because he has a few connections, he's going to see a couple of basketball games, a couple of hockey games, believe it or not. Go Canada, go!
Yeah, no kidding. How fun!
Yeah, well, it won't be like the top players. It was like players who were ever available could go. But there'll be some NHL scouts there, but anything's possible. And by the way, the New Jersey Devils have, let's just say, because you know everyone's recycling these days, they've recycled an old head coach, if you know what I mean. They rehired Jacques Lemaire.
Yeah, Jacques Lemaire still, I think, still has some legs on him. I would hire Lemaire. He did the best for them.
Right.
He was the best coach they ever had, so why not? If it's here's what the problem was.
What?
It wasn't broke, and they decided to go and fix it, so they made a mistake, and now they're going back again.
And yeah, and one of his assistants is a guy who wasn't exactly popular with a certain goalie here, Mario Tremblay.
Always informative. Slam and Sammy, you
take care,
okay?
Right. And I'll tell Steve to say a prayer for you, okay?
Absolutely. He's such a great guy. Steve in Israel. So some interesting insights from Sam on Canada and the healthcare in Canada. And Al said the same thing, mediocre. And with so many of their best leaving the United States, boy, you never hear that story until you, you know, dig a little deeper and you get some more statistics. Because clearly I can remember in the movie Sicko, you had Canadians who were saying, I'm getting out of America. This is just too expensive. This is ridiculous. Some guy who was on a golf course had hurt himself and immediately got back to Canada. Well, of course, his coverage didn't extend to the United States. That was part of the problem. And the other side of that story is what happened once he went back to Canada. How long did he have to wait? How long did he have to wait for the surgeries? Because what we hear is often you have people waiting, for surgeries that are considered not to be that important on the list of those before them, like the cardiac surgeries compared to whatever it is, knee reconstruction, etc., or hip replacements. But that doesn't sound very good to me, huh? That brand of nationalized medicine. Hope it doesn't come to the United States. By the end of the week, we might know more on so-called healthcare reform. 800-259-5791. We'll take more calls and odds and ends on the flip side.
I'll be back.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Economy have you down?
Scared you might lose your job?
Worried how you will provide for your family?
Do you worry where your money will come from?
You know that the economy is getting worse, but there is hope.
Robert Beadle's new book, Here's What You Do, tells you what to do and how to do it. Even a 10-year-old can figure it out after reading this 72-page book. And the best part? This book is priced under $10. Don't be the victim, be a victor. Go to hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Again, hereswhatyoudo.net.
When about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride Flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride Flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride Flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
The phone rings and the questions are asked. I've been so sick. Will the Life Change Tea help me? Our answer is always the same. Yes, toxins and chemicals from food, water, and air are attacking you this very moment. Fight back with our all-natural detoxifying tea that works immediately. Many companies use gimmicks and misleading free trials for their campaign. We use results. Life Change Tea's formula, created by a PhD, has been around for over 20 years. There are things happening in the world that are unseen and not healthy. The public has reached its all-time record for chronic sickness. This atrocity won't change unless you call us right now. Our number is 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember, we have the cheapest shipping in the industry.
But will Janie have a gun when the Supreme Court ultimately tackles gun control in the near future? Sonia Sotomayor will probably be one of the justices that could tip the scales on this one. She introduced herself to the nation, you might say, as it was televised all over the place. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. She talked about how she got from public housing in the Bronx thanks to her mother. And, you know, her mother working all these jobs and emphasizing homework and to do your best and all that sort of stuff, which I thought was a touching, nice moment. And then went on to mention meeting with senators, 89 of the 100. She met with all, of course, 19 of the Judiciary Committee. That's who she's facing right now. Then she moves from the Judiciary Committee and ultimately to the full vote of the Senate. There's still a lot to come out with Sonia Sotomayor. It was kind of one of those softball days, not too many fireworks. I've said this before, for the people who think that she's going to get basted like a Thanksgiving turkey, you know, and, of course, basted too much is what I'm referring to, get out of here. Because if you look at Bork, I'll say the names again, Bork, Alito, Thomas, certainly Roberts, they were all skewered. And Alito's wife, remember that? That was in the headlines for a couple of days where she was crying over something that that was said. So this was, you know, if you wanted to preview this, we know what to look for. We know when it could get dicier, right? What will be fun to watch? When I say fun, I mean, where is it going to get a little more interesting in getting, I think, into some of the cases or what legally she thinks ultimately. And you got just a little bit of that, but it was all surfacey. So it'll go a little bit deeper. Remember, as I said, Alito's wife, Martha, burst into tears when the Senate Democrats pressed him to explain an affiliation he had with a Princeton alumni group that opposed affirmative action. And then she listened to Lindsey Graham, the Republican senator from South Carolina, defend Alito against any suggestion that he was a bigot. Now, Graham is already saying he likes Sotomayor and that he mentioned on the first day that if there's barring a meltdown, she should be in. He said that when the introductions were made. All right, let's jump to it. Brad has been hanging for a while in Kentucky. Brad, appreciate your patience. How are you? Hey, Brad. Oh, I hope he didn't lose his cell. Oh, you're there. Hey, Brad, what's going on?
Good. How are you doing tonight?
Good. What's on your mind?
Well, you're talking about Sotomayor.
Mm-hmm.
I know she made a couple of little things a couple weeks ago, a month ago, about certain things she said. You played that excerpt there today that her little speech she did. Sounded very mundane, very kind of programmed, and sounded very careful on what she's wanting to say. Push you through in there about what she said earlier in the year and kind of try to reverse on that a little bit. I hope that the meetings or whatever they do, the interviewing that they do up there, I hope they get serious about it, and I hope it's just not overlooked or brushed to the side. I've always said that lies are conceived and nurtured, and the truth is accidentally said. And I think she was being more truthful in the comments she made earlier in the year, by mistake, actually. I mean, it just come out of her. You know what I mean? So she seems
meaning
like,
when she said, like, let's tell everybody, she said the wise Latino, she said a wise Latino, this is what she'll get grilled about, too, a wise Latino might make a better decision than a white male. That was one of the things she said, that she'll definitely be asked about that, obviously.
Well,
and
she also made a comment about them actually making the law.
Right.
Not enforcing the law. So she was careful in that excerpt you played there to say that, oh, no, that we don't make the laws. So she was kind of backing up on that, too, a little bit, I mean.
Mm-hmm.
But that's it.
Yeah. Here's what the problem is, Brad. The Republicans, who would be the one who, you know, how far can they go in pushing certain subjects, right? And how many times can they raise the questions like the wise Latino thing, the issue of the New Haven, Connecticut, the firefighters promotion thing, the minorities that scored poorly, and how, you know, what she ruled in that case, and ultimately the Supreme Court ruled in favor of the white firefighters. But how many times can they keep pushing and prodding that? And what politically, because remember, whether they're Republicans or Democrats, it's all about getting reelected, baby. How many times do we say that on the air?
Yeah,
and what
sure.
would be the political risk for the Republicans on the committee if they vote against her confirmation? And that's why you had Lindsey Graham right away. He's like praising her before he even goes into any questioning. He's a Republican from South Carolina saying, oh, unless there's a big meltdown, we look forward to your confirmation. I mean, wow, that was before there was even really any questions lobbed about.
Right.
Because he doesn't, I mean, you got to think of it, and let's just be real about it. You got to think of the Hispanic vote. How big is that vote? The fastest growing segment of the electorate in this country is the Hispanic population.
Yeah, that's true. And it is growing rapidly.
Yeah. And see, that's what I think is a bummer, though. I think if you go through her rulings and if it's all about the law, if it's all about the law, and forget if it's a woman, it's a man, whoever it is, if it's all about the law and ultimately where is this person going, gosh, shouldn't it be about that? Let's get the best person for the job. This is a lifetime appointment.
Right, right. And I mean, yeah, about her track record, too, but you're also talking about the firefighter issue that she had there. And it just seems like it's a lot of off-the-cuff stuff, you know what I mean? Maybe that's
right.
just the more publicized ones or whatever, you know what I mean? But that's still got to be taken into consideration, you know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it should all be taken into consideration, and shame on them if they don't do what they're supposed to do. I mean, why do we have to constantly have lawmakers that are worried about getting reelected? So if they feel that way, if you're a Republican, you like her rulings, and you don't agree with some of the things that we're questioning or other people are questioning, fine. But if it's only because you're so worried that when you come up for reelection, you're not going to be elected, man, shame on them for thinking that way. I think that's bad when any kind of a confirmation, I don't care who it was, if we were talking about Alito or Roberts or Thomas or any of those guys, I mean, come on, give me a break. Brad, as always, great to talk to you. Appreciate it. Keep listening.
All right.
800-259-5791. Don in Wyoming. Hello, Don.
Kate, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
Hey, you know, this house stuff's driving me nuts, you know. So.
I believe you.
Hey, as for, you know, this thing's, you know, they got to fill it a buster proof slash majority vote, you know, and the Republicans know that, and I think they're just trying to, they're going to play a little bit rough just to, you know, act like they're the other party, you know, and but there's no stopping, you know, her getting elected unless
she says
something completely wacko that upsets a bunch of the liberals, and then they'll be facing Obama's wrath, you know. Speaking of Obama, by the way, Kate, did you know that, get this, this house that I was looking at has got squatters living in it? Okay, no, they're not squatters as the typical what you think, but they're people that, you know, the builder of the home let stay there when the home went into foreclosure. And they're going to sit there and get this. If somebody's staying on your property and they don't want to leave, and you own the property, right? And you need them to leave because you want to sell it or whatever.
Sure.
They get to stay for 90 days, according to Obama now. You can't just evict them in 24 hours, go get the sheriff and get them out of there.
Oh,
is that unbelievable?
Bad. That is unbelievable, because think of how dangerous that could be in some places.
You know, and to think that, you know, the realtor in this situation has got to pay these people money, you know, $1,000 I think they're giving them, to leave. I mean, it's ridiculous for their own property. You know, it's just amazing the stuff that I'm finding out that's going on, you know, constantly with Obama changing laws and stuff, and you just shake your head. You know, I understand it's not nice to throw people out on the street, but if they know they're living there and they're not supposed to live there, then what are they doing there?
Yeah, 90 days is a long time, too.
Yeah. Hey, one last thing. I got to give you a laugh. This this thing I told you, the road that's got the view,
yeah,
you know, the panoramic view, we found a lot on it because now I'm thinking about building. And not even the county recorder. You know, the last time the county recorder knows it was this bank, and this bank got closed down by FDIC, and nobody knows who owns this land now. And the girl that represents FDIC told me that it's funny. She says, I don't even think the people who own it know that they still own it. And get this.
That's a good one.
To show you the location of this thing. This thing is about a third of an acre, right?
Right.
$172,000 3 years ago. That's what it sold for. For just a third of an acre. Can you believe that?
Wow.
You can buy a house for that.
No kidding. And so
I'm
many
telling
places.
You, Kate, you're going to get the pictures and you're going to see what I'm talking about. Why? It's all about the view from this place, you know?
You got to send us the pictures.
Yeah. Anyway, got to let you go.
All right, send us the pictures, buddy, and good luck with that house stuff. Keep digging. You're doing the right thing. You're finding out a lot of interesting tales that you're telling us on America Tonight, and so many people can relate to buying a house and what it's like and what you have to deal with. It's about the view, baby. I agree with you. It's about the location. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Or send us an email, americatonight.net, americatonight.net. We have the Daily Salute coming up moments from now.
If you'd like to quit smoking regular cigarettes and try a revolutionary new alternative, this might be the most important message you will ever hear. PremiumeCigarette.com brings you the electronic cigarette. It looks like a cigarette. It feels and tastes like a cigarette. And even delivers nicotine like a cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, it doesn't deliver toxic chemicals and tar into your lungs or discolor your teeth. The Premium e-cigarette has no flame or ashes, and you can smoke it anywhere, even where cigarettes are not permitted. Because the vapor you exhale is only water, not dangerous secondhand smoke. You've tried the gum, you've tried the patch, you've tried cold turkey. Now it's time to try the Premium e-cigarette. By doing so, you will save 60-75% over regular cigarettes. If you'd like to learn more, visit PremiumeCigarette.com. That's Premium, the letter E, Cigarette.com. PremiumeCigarette.com. Or call 866-242-9210. That's 866-242-9210 today.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Would you give someone $100 for a $10 bill? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in a pill form, that's exactly what you're doing. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the physician's desk reference, many vitamins and minerals in a pill form are 10% absorbed. It doesn't take a mathematician to figure out for every $100 you spend on these pills, you're flushing $90 down the toilet. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. You know, you work hard for your money. Isn't it time to start getting what you pay for? Order today. 1-800-210-1922. With Choose for Health, your body gets to keep the nutrients you swallow. The first 300 callers are going to receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
Kate Delaney hanging out with you on the East Coast, the West Coast, and everywhere in between. Okay, for this daily salute, we need a little levity, right? Everything's so heavy, 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 and I'm all about the rallying cry, man. You've got to be there. If you do not like what's happening in D.C., this is your country, baby. So it is time to take it back, and when I say it's time to take it back, it means apply the pressure to the lawmakers. You elect them. They represent you. It's we, the people. You don't like what the conversation is over health care. You don't like what you're seeing with climate control. Say something about it. You don't like what's going on with the Federal Reserve shenanigans. Say something about it. Because there is power in numbers. Big time power in numbers. But the daily salute doesn't have to do with momentum. I think momentum is where it's at. But it has to do instead with something a little bit silly. However, I don't know why. Maybe because I have an 8-year-old nephew now, and this cartoon has actually been around for 10 years. I started watching SpongeBob SquarePants. You know, the guy who lives in a pineapple under the sea. And the silly little SpongeBob cartoon character is in 170 countries. A theme park ride is one of, some would say, the best connected cartoon in the world. That's what I was reading. 10th anniversary. I mean, that's a big time milestone. You think of The Simpsons, and that's been around for a long time, decades. This is very big. And you know, it's funny, the creators of this little old cartoon say they are still incredibly stunned by the fact that SpongeBob became a pop culture icon. You know, it's just a goofy deal. It's just this SpongeBob creature from Bikini Bottom who has friends like Patrick and Mr. Krabs. So it debuted in 1999 on Nickelodeon, and it's pretty sarcastic stuff. When I used to watch it with my nephew, I thought, he has no clue what, he just likes the character, but he has no clue what SpongeBob is saying. He doesn't have any idea. So the animator is this guy, Steven Hillenburg, but what's great about this, and this is why, it, to me, it's the Daily Sloop, it hangs around for a decade, people understand the SpongeBob thing, is the fact that Steven Hillenburg created the characters, right? And he never thought it was going to go anywhere. He figured, this is a whim, it's going to be canceled after the first season. And then he goes to a village in Sumatra and sees a kid with a bootleg SpongeBob bag, book bag, and so he realized just how many people were watching SpongeBob. Well, here's the deal. He was a marine biologist, and so he knew a lot, obviously, about creatures under the sea from his profession, and then had this crazy idea in his head about SpongeBob SquarePants, and had no clue how big the character would become. So our studio audience, you are forced to applaud for SpongeBob and the, yeah, 10th anniversary. Mm-hmm. They're going to do a one-hour special. Check this out. Robin Williams, Will Ferrell, and Ricky Gervais are going to appear as themselves in a one-hour anniversary special. And the guy who does SpongeBob is a guy named Tom Kenny. He's an actor. And he sort of mimicked the Steven Hillenburg who created the character, and that became the voice for SpongeBob. You know, that's what's interesting to people. It's just like the Simpsons characters, the some of the main characters, people don't realize who the voices are. And Bart Simpson is a woman, Nancy Cartwright, who is Bart Simpson, is the voice of Bart Simpson. You just don't think of a woman being the voice of Bart, but it's about the imagination. It's about the cartoon world. All right, as we jump all around, speaking of the cartoon world, this certainly isn't about the cartoon world. It's unbelievable to me, though, that, you know, what was going on, hopefully it wasn't just the wrong turn somewhere. If you've ever been to the Grand Canyon, I don't know how many people listening to me have ever been to the Grand Canyon. If you haven't been there, go there. It's one of those things, if you want to call it a bucket list, it's one of those things you need to see before you die. I knew nothing about the Grand Canyon and had a boyfriend that took me to the Grand Canyon. No joke. I mean, now this is bragging. I was in really good shape, and I think it was a pride thing. It's the only reason I did it. I hiked up and down the Grand Canyon in one day. It took over 10 hours. I was completely exhausted, and it was stupid to do because it's, I think you really should just go down to the bottom and then come up the next day or whatever. But I did, you know, do it, and basically did a header into the tent, and that was it for however many hours after that. But it's a great place to go. But people don't realize, I think, sometimes when they're driving around the Grand Canyon, they're looking at the death of this guy who drove over the edge of the Grand Canyon. Now, was he trying to commit suicide? Was it an accidental, weird thing that happened, a sad thing that happened. They have no idea. But they found the car and the body of a guy about 600 feet below the area called the South Rim. And like I said, people don't realize it happened. They have a hotel that's in that area called the El Tovar, and it happened at like 6 in the morning. Can you imagine that if it was an accident going off the side of that South Rim? Oof. Because I've seen it, and if you've seen the views, then you don't even have to have been there. You know what I'm talking about. But, that's, to me, that's just so sad. And lucky nobody was up somewhere around in that area where something equally as bad could have happened. I mean, it's a giant canyon, but if something comes over the side, you don't happen to know. It's 6 in the morning. Somebody's tent is down below. Like I said, could have ended up a lot worse. Often on this show, we do a thing called sports shorts. And when we do sports shorts, you know, we're talking about some of the big stories in sports. Prince Fielder, how about this? Blasted his way to the home run derby title. Now, to me, the All-Star game in Major League Baseball, because I'm a huge baseball fan, is always fun to watch. So he eliminates Alberto Pujols, Ryan Howard, totally done, right? He wins the derby on an incredible power display, basically. I mean, what a juggernaut. An estimated 503 feet. Wow. 503 feet. The good news is he has never been accused of being jacked up on steroids, because baseball has battled that now for almost a decade. The conversations, the whispers, and now the list of people that they know of who have done steroids or are admitting to steroid use, and he's not on that list. One of the favorite things for a lot of people is to watch the home run derby. So that display of power did not let the people down who paid the big bucks to see it in person in St. Louis. And, I mean, this is a guy, he's the son of Cecil Fielder, and he hit 50 homers a couple of years ago. He's only 23 years old, but didn't make it even past, if I can remember correctly, the first round of the home run derby that year in the All-Star game. But good for him for crushing it the way he crushed it. Wow. It'd be fun to watch that just fly out there. 503 feet. Here's our ode to SpongeBob SquarePants.
Why is this bubble painted on the mural?
That's just the oldest living bubble.
Oh, the oldest living bubble alive? Behold, Patrick! The oldest living bubble.
This is the most beautiful bubble I've ever seen.
That's just a painting, you quarter-wit.